today we've been talking about feeling disappointed by hospital wait times. And someone who has a few ideas on handling disappointment, less from a hospital waitlist perspective, but from a general life perspective, is author, artist and public speaker Elizabeth Jane. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for having me on today.
That's all right. When faced with disappointment, what are some simple ways to shift our mindset?
Well, I think it's important. I think, first of all, I mean, we really need to acknowledge how we feel, and often we don't. I think we just get busy, and and that's really important for us to process our emotions. But then also, if we can really start to think, it's sometimes hard at the time when we don't get the job we want, or someone we love leaves us, it can be very disheartening, to say the least. But if sometimes setbacks can pave the way for new opportunities. So I think it's great to be kind to yourself in the beginning. You know, like I think, you know, we often give ourselves a hard time when we're disappointed, and we can stay in the reliving the drama, you know, focusing on what we lost or what we don't have, and that can just make us feel worse, you know, like regretting and shaming and blaming ourselves. So what I found for me, you know, when disappointments, which are, you know, part of life, is just to really, when we're feeling yuck, when we're feeling so disappointed, rather than going over and over the drama with the girlfriends or the, you know, after the yoga, you know, having a coffee and just going into the drama, it does make you feel worse. We just take ourselves back, bring yourself back into the present moment. With something that brings you joy. Just, you know, it can be just
like
10
a hobby
minutes,
or something. Or?
10 minutes of a hobby will bring you back into the now. You know, into what you know you can feel and focusing on your breathing, and then you're out of your mind in terms of you're not thinking of all the bad stuff. You're sort of focusing on, you know, it might be a walk in nature. You know, you might jump on talking to a girlfriend on the phone, an uplifting girlfriend, please.
Yeah, someone, not a Debbie Downer.
Someone who's supportive, and even having gratitude. Gratitude really redirects our attention, like enjoying something small, you know, and it can dissolve our feelings of disappointment quite quickly. So, and then remembering that we can't control the action of others, only control our reaction, how we respond. If we go into, like, you know, a road rage concept where we're sort of like fueling the fire, we're just going to feel worse, and that we're losing our power. We're giving our power away to the other person. So we better to go, okay, right, this has happened. Spilt milk, this has happened. I'm going to sort of take some deep breaths here and think about how I'm going to respond, rather than just fueling the situation, which just you end up with a bomb of dark, big energy, negative energy. And you don't feel good.
No. Well, how does self-compassion play like a role in developing resilience?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, like, I think it's very easy to, you know, be kind to a friend going through a challenge or who's been disappointed. So put yourself and treat yourself as you would a friend. And, you know, be kind to yourself, whether that's, you know, doing something that's self-nurturing, you know, avoid listening to, often our mind goes into self-blame and negative self-talk, but take yourself out, treat yourself, you know, just a, you know, whether it's a bubble bath, a talk on the phone, buying yourself flowers, do something for you that will uplift you, and take you out of the heaviness that often can cause us to sort of not be able to move on, and see what we can learn from the experience. That's another really important thing. So see what we can learn from the experience. Okay, my husband's left me. Maybe relationship, I'm going to speak up when things are bothering me rather than people pleasing. Maybe I need to really look at what I really want in a relationship or what I really want in a job. Maybe that job wasn't meant for me. Maybe the universe has got something better planned. And look at what you really stop and work out what you really want from a relationship or what really brings you joy in a job or in a hobby.
Some great advice there. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, Elizabeth. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you. This is your station 2NURFM 103.7. If you'd like to hear more about Elizabeth Jane and her get some advice, you can go to elizabethjane.com.au.